Tonight, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, fully embraced by President Trump, welcomed to the White House with horses on parade, a military flyover, and a personal tour. Trump pulling out all the stops. Trump heaping praise on the Crown Prince.
I'm very proud of the job he's done. What he's done is incredible in terms of human rights and everything else.
But it was the CIA under Donald Trump who determined in 2018 that the Crown Prince orchestrated the murder and dismemberment of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. President Trump bristling when I asked about that.
Your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office. Why should Americans trust you? And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
The president answering first, defending the Crown Prince, and instead criticizing the journalist who was murdered.
You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
But the Crown Prince, who rarely faces the press, defended himself.
It's really painful to hear, anyone that been losing his life for no real purpose. It's painful, and it's a huge mistake, and we are doing our best that this doesn't happen again.
Trump has been eager to cultivate ties to Saudi Arabia, traveling there for the first foreign trip of both his presidential terms. And his family has been doing big business in Saudi.
Trump Tower, Jeddah. Coming soon.
Trump Towers going up in Jeddah and in Riyadh, a Trump plaza now in the works. In the last year alone, the Trump Organization's Saudi partner pumping more than $20 million into the family business.